Weekday Breakfast with Michelle Dawes on BBC WM 95.6. Your voice in the West Midlands.
So just bringing it even closer to home, if it needs to, we now know at least three people caught up in the shootings were from the West Midlands. This all began, just sort of to bring you up to date if you haven't heard all the details of this. This all started when a lone gunman with links to Islamic State opened fire on a holiday resort in Sousse. Now, although not named by the Foreign Office yet, it has been confirmed locally that 44-year-old Adrian Evans, a council worker for Sandwell, and his 22-year-old nephew, Joel Richards, are among those killed. Now, yesterday we heard of Connor Fulford from Tamworth desperately searching for his mum, Suzanne Davey, thought to have been among the wounded, of which there are dozens more. Sadly, last night on social media, Connor confirmed his mother was among the 15 British tourists killed. Our thoughts, our prayers go out to their families at this time. We're also being told to expect the number of those killed to rise because of some of the very serious injuries that are among those wounded. Some media are also reporting that other families from the West Midlands were at the resort, some still unaccounted for. After 8 o'clock this morning, by the way, I'm going to speak to someone who knew Adrian Evans well. His colleagues still in utter shock, as you would expect, such a senseless loss of life. Meanwhile, all flights going to Tunisia are still going ahead. So far, the Foreign Office advice hasn't changed. A connector flight to Tunisia from Birmingham left at 6:10 this morning. It just seems, I have to admit, a little bit incredible that there isn't much advice on some of the international airport websites. A handful of them have put information now on their homepages, but there does seem a little bit of a gap of information for people wanting to either travel out there, waiting for people to travel back. So we are still trying to piece that picture together. I want now just to have a word with the BBC's Nick Garnett, who is in Sousse for us now. Nick, good morning to you.
Very good morning to you.
Now, this is such a horrendous thing for people here to try and get their heads around. For you there, what has it been like sort of being there, being caught up in all of this?
Let me tell you what Sousse is like. It's a big, long strip of hotels and a beach resort. It's split, though, into two. There's one with small hotels where Tunisians go as well, because it's a popular resort. Beautiful, beautiful beaches. The type of beaches and the type of hotels that you see in really glossy brochures. And then down at this end where I am now, it's this almost European-type oasis. And there's lots of greenery, there's golf courses, and huge hotels, resort hotels, the type of hotel that you go to and you don't actually leave for 2 weeks. You know, that'll have lots and lots of restaurants inside each hotel and lots of things to do. I went past a board last night in one hotel that had all the different things that are going on every single day, dozens and dozens of activities. People stay in the hotels. They don't travel around that much. They stay in the hotels. And on Friday, there were lots and lots of people down on the beaches, just enjoying a normal Friday morning. They'd gone down early with their towels. They put the towels out. They'd gone out. They were there. They were sunbathing when it happened. And a boat came in from the sea with a gunman on board, who then, frankly, went riot and killing so many people. It is, I have to say now, whatever it is, 36 hours, nearly 48 hours after it happened. It's eerily quiet in this part of town. The hotels are almost, there are people here, but there's an awful lot of people who've gone. I wandered around the resort last night, and on the main sort of the main stretch of restaurants, there's lots of those shut. They didn't open. It's Ramadan as well, which makes it more difficult. So it's hard to, because I arrived after it happened, it's hard to know what it was like before, but there were an awful lot of places that were closed and an awful lot of places shut. And even in the hotels, there was a very somber mood. I was here in one hotel, was invited in by the management. They were having a minute's silence for all those in memory of all those who died and all those who were injured. And it was impeccably held. Everybody stood up outside. There'd been puppet shows and all sorts of things going on through the evening. There was a minute's silence. Everyone stood up and then applauded. It was, I have to say, not weak applause, but it was just very, very somber. It wasn't, you know, it was just not a happy time. And that's one of the difficulties, I think, that the holidaymakers that are here are having. Do they go or do they stay? Because if they go, then they've lost their holiday. But if they stay, is it really a holiday atmosphere if they're here? When they know, as one person said to me, people have died on these beaches and they want us to now go and sit on them again. It's just, you know, it's just ruined so many people's holidays, those that weren't injured. And of course, all those that were caught up in the actual thing, you know, they've been desperate to go. So a lot of the holiday companies have already put on special flights to take people home. I have to say there are some other resorts just up the coast from here where there's confusion because people want to go home. And yet the holiday companies are saying, no, at the moment, the advice is that it's not a dangerous place to be, and therefore that they can't, that if people want to go, they're going to have to make their own way home and make their own travel arrangements. I mean, we have to put it in context here. This is one attack in one little resort, and Tunisia is a big, big country. And I flew into Tunis, the capital, yesterday. And I'm not saying that people didn't know about it. People did know about it, and people were concerned about it. There was a level of higher security at the airport, but not very, very much, because it was 100 miles away from where the attack happened.
Yeah.
But here in the resort, it's quite a miserable sort of feeling.
Yesterday, Nick, here on BBC WM, we were talking about Connor Fulford from Tamworth, who'd been desperately searching for his mum, Suzanne Davey, thought to have been among the wounded. And I believe you sort of helped in that search for her.
Well, I went down to the clinic. We knew that he was looking for his mother, and I went to the clinic where she'd been taken and went up to talk to the receptionists and said, is Sue Davey here? And immediately that I said the name, the receptionist looked up and said, no, she's not here. That time I didn't know what had happened, but it turns out that there are only two people left in this little clinic. The rest of the injured have been moved on. But they knew the name, and they knew, I think, what had happened, but couldn't say anything. But, you know, that search in the end was futile, as she's died.
I know you've also been, at this time, as you say, information coming out can be sketchy. You've actually been speaking to Tunisia's foreign minister. So what's he had to say?
Well, he was at the clinic as well, coming to see the two people who'd been injured and just happened to be there while I was there. I had a quick chat with him and he first of all expressed his sorrow and his regret at what had happened. He said that Tunisia, at that moment, the ABTA advice hadn't come out about and the Foreign Office advice hadn't come out about there is the risk of more attacks. He was saying that Tunisia is still a safe place. Of course, he would say that because Tunisia's industry and Tunisia's whole economic output is linked so much to tourism. It's a staggeringly huge amount of money goes into the country from tourism. It was, you know, it's what the whole economy is based on. So it's really important for the Tunisians to try and maintain the number of people, especially from Britain, because so many Brits come here. And so he was, you know, very keen to say that he'd been in touch with the British government throughout the day, and he'd been talking to them, talking to the Foreign Office, talking about what the Foreign Office could do in terms of what messages they put out, but also he was telling me what the Tunisian government has been doing. He told me that Tunisia would introduce new laws immediately to tackle the threat of terrorism.
Bien, d'abord, il va y avoir des mesures draconiennes, justement.
From today, there is new laws, you know, new laws, and very severe laws, very strict laws against terrorism and against everything which it's against security of people.
UBC's Nick Garnett, thank you so much for talking to us this morning from Sousse. There, as you say, people still trying to grasp what's happened.
Absolutely. I think that in some ways the local people or the people who've been here for 10 days, 2 weeks, now just want to go home.
Yeah.
As we've been talking, another coach has come into this hotel. More people are getting on it. More people are leaving. There aren't new people coming off these coaches either. It's not as if new tourists are coming in. Those tourists have already decided that they're not about to arrive here. Then they've changed their holiday plans.